Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, so welcome to the show. Thank you, by the way, for your kind comments about my cat. I mean, this cat was supposed to have been dead a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. I can't even believe she's still alive. I will tell you that I think the only reason she's alive is she loves me, and I am like her, I'm her person, and she doesn't want to leave me. And, you know, it's just one of these things where I'm just making a small sacrifice of sleeping on the couch every night, and then, you know, usually 5 out of 7 nights of the week, every hour on the hour, she wants to be fed. And she's losing weight, unfortunately. So, you know, as much food as I can get into her is going to prolong her life. She's not suffering at all. Don't worry. I've had enough cats. I know what I'm doing when it comes to euthanasia. Okay, that totally sounded wrong. I mean, you should see what I did to Grandma. But, no, I know. Sorry. I have a very sick family, folks. But I know, you know, when it's time. You know, you know. When the pet, the animal, is enjoying no quality of life whatsoever, okay? But this creature, this little black girlfriend that I have, she's been a part of my life since September of 2003. And she was about a year old then. September of 2003. It is now June of 2021. That's a long time to have a bond with an animal, you know, and I'm not going to lie. I'll cry like a baby when I have to put her down. But in the meantime, I want to know that I spent as much time as I could next to her, because I can't let her walk through the house alone anymore because I don't like the smell of cat pee, and I've got nice rugs. And it's like, I feel cruel, but, you know, babe, living where you're living in my office, that's good. That's good. You enjoy it. That's where you'd be anyway, really. But, you know, sorry, guys. I mean, look, you've got cats, dogs, bunnies as pets. You know what it's like. I'm no different than you are. And I get very emotional, you know, thinking about that. But when all is said and done, I want to know that I spent as much quality time with her as possible in her declension, and that she knows that she had a great life, you know? So if that costs me the occasional show or I'm half a step off, so be it, you know? It's like, whatever. It's not the end of the world. If I have a bad show, and this is, I'm not saying it's been a bad show. It hasn't been at all. But I'm a perfectionist, which sucks. We got to do a show on that someday. But you know, yeah, so that's what's going on. I'm being awakened every hour by a hungry cat. So that's it. All right, if you're just joining us, no, this is not the hour to mourn our pets who are probably don't have long for this world. But, okay, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. I want to know the best advice you received from anybody, including your father, the best advice from anybody at any time about anything. I mean, within reason, don't call in with something X-rated. I'll have to dump because you're not going to shock me. You know, I'm unshockable, all right? Also, You are allowed one alcoholic beverage. It's the only alcoholic beverage you can drink for the rest of your life. What is it? Is it Budweiser? Is it Cristal? Is it Crown Peach? Is it Crown Apple? What is it? What is your poison? And the other thing is, where are you going to watch the air show? Where will you watch the air show? And I told you my dilemma. I'm pre-booked Sunday for Father's Day. That's not going to happen. So the only day would be tomorrow. The only way to avoid traffic would be to hop a ride on somebody's boat, like from the Tonawandas, okay? Like my friend Tom's boat. But here's the problem. Mrs. Nerd would get seasick. So it's not a real practical option. It's not fair for her, and I don't want to put her through that because there's going to be a little chop on the lake. There's always a chop on the lake. So if we're stationary in one position, especially, it's going to be a horrible experience for her, and I wouldn't put her through that. So I'll probably have to be content with the sounds echoing off the clouds. All right, let's get to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, at 1-800-616-WBEN. Mike in Elma, your dad gave you some good advice.
How you doing, Tom?
Michael.
Yes, he did, 47 years ago, before I got married. I said, Dad, you got any advice for me? And he goes, Michael, expect to give 60% and expect 40. If both of you do that, you'll be very successful.
Okay, wait. Give 60%, expect 40% back.
Yes.
Sounds like that sounds exactly what happens when I give her a $20 bill. I mean, except, I think that might be actually the other way around. Give 60% and expect 40% and you'll be happy.
If you both can do that, yes.
Well, apparently you did find somebody with whom you are compatible and who shares that philosophy.
Exactly.
Did he give you any good advice on any other matter at all, Michael?
No, that's it. That's all I had.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. His dad, to make a marriage happy, give 60%, expect 40% back. Canadians ought to feel right at home with that idea if you're crossing the border. Oh, I'm sorry. You won't be crossing the border. Brian Higgins says it's BS, but he used the full word, which if I said it, I'd get fined and fired. He says it, nothing happens. I applaud him for saying it, though. It was a manly word to use. Let's go to Kim in West Seneca on WBEN. Kim, you're on. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
Hello, Kim.
So my best advice from my dad was to love hard and live with no regret.
Oh, was he a biker?
No, actually, he wasn't.
Because it sounds like something I would see on the back of a bike. Seriously.
Well, okay, so he wasn't like in a biker gang per se, but he did like to ride motorcycles.
Okay. See, I must be psychic. Love hard and live life with no regrets.
That's correct.
You know, that is so interesting. Now, even with that advice, do you believe that you have loved hard?
Yes, I do.
And have you lived your life with no regrets?
I hope that I have.
See, that's the hard part, because I think everybody listening to us right now and the guy you're talking to, I have a lot of regrets about a lot of things and a lot of things I wish I would have done differently. But I can't change the past, so I...
Yeah, you can't dwell on that.
No, there are a lot of things, and they're not... The thing is, it's nothing licentious. It's other stuff that I wish I had done differently. But that's why I always say, you know, it's an old, maybe trite expression, but there's a reason your windshield is so big looking ahead and your rearview mirror is so small looking behind.
Correct. He also said, don't live by the shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
Wow, your dad sounds like an awesome guy. Is he still with us?
No, actually, he passed away when he was 48 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd understand this, Tom. It was hereditary angina.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Well, look, when I'm walking through a cemetery and I see a male who dies anywhere from 45 to like 55, my first guess is, oh, they had to be a heart attack.
100%.
Yep. All right. I'm glad you called, Kim, and your dad sounds like a really awesome dude.
Have a great Father's Day.
I will. We have pedicures followed by a visit to Grandma.
It's funny you say that because me and my daughter are going to try and surprise my husband. He's a machinist, so his feet are god-awful. And we're going to try and surprise him and drag him in to get a pedicure on Sunday, but I don't know how it's going to go.
Well, okay, if he gives you any guff, say, hey, look, that idiot on the radio, he goes for pedicures. And he's a manly man. No, I'm not really a manly man, but I don't know. Women seem to think I'm okay. I'm glad you called. Thank you, Kim.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I can't figure it out either, Pasquale. I shrug my shoulders in absolute confusion. Oh, let's see. Renee Zeno has texted. I'm getting so many texts from people. I want to say hello to Michael Caputo. Michael is doing better. And then Renee Zeno, who got 35% of the vote against Brian Higgins 4 years ago. People are texting me to ask you to come on their boat. Well, Renee, I appreciate the offers of your friends, but the deal is Mrs. Nerd would get seasick. And I wouldn't do it without her because it wouldn't be as much fun. So I will I respectfully have to say no. I'd like to, but, you know, there's no point in doing something solo and, you know, not being with the person that you would really enjoy being with to watch something like that, if that makes any sense. I mean, it's kind of a special thing, you know? We only do air shows together. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. This is Amanda in Wheatfield. Amanda, you're on. Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Amanda.
So you are wreaking havoc on my life today.
Uh-oh.
My husband is going through a midlife crisis. We literally were in the process of buying a boat. It was supposed to come on Thursday, and the deal fell through because of New York State. But my 13-year-old daughter was listening to you. She turned around and looked at my husband and said, oh, my God, Dada, he's talking about you. The best view is on a boat. And my husband goes, I know, we don't have a boat. Part of this is I met my husband 20 years ago because I was left on his boat. And I've never come off it since.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that one a little bit. I'm not sure if we're talking metaphors or reality.
No. It was during Canal Fest, and I was on a blind date. He was on a blind date, and I literally was left on his boat. And from the very first night I met him, I've been with him ever since.
Oh, my goodness. That you were a stowaway. Your date for the night disappeared, his date for the night disappeared, and the two of you got together.
Yes, and I've been with him ever since. We've been married since 2003. We have a 13-year-old daughter, which is identical to him, and you were just reeking, because we literally had everything for this boat deal to happen on Thursday, but unbeknownst to us, New York State had other plans for us because of insurance reasons. We put a hold on it, and you keep telling what the best view is to see the air show is a boat. So my husband is doing some modeling, some repair, and my daughter is sitting out by our pool. And he's like, I know you don't have a boat.
No, I do not. I do not have a boat. But here's the thing, because if I got a boat, Mrs. Nerd would end up having to take care of it because I'm just not good with stuff like that. So she'd be the one doing all the work. I'd be the one behind the wheel. So that's number one. Number two, the boating community is a community of friends. So I have to believe that with all of your contacts in the Tonawandas that you can find somebody with maybe a 40-footer who could accommodate you, your husband, and your daughter and go to the air show.
But the whole thing is, we're on different. He wants fast, loud, hot, sexy boat. I want cruising bathroom air conditioned let's not go fast boat.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're more compatible. You and I, actually. But the speed, you can have it all. You can have the speed and the comfort and spacious bathrooms.
Right, I agree. And my husband, I said, I don't want my daughter on a tube going 90 behind the boat.
All right, I'm glad you called. I hope you get a chance to get out on the boat. Maybe one of your friends with a boat with some room will hear you, and you can be hitchhikers on their boat.
Midlife crisis is still not over. I'm sure there's a big, fast, loud boat in my future. So I got my beach body ready, and I got one of those shirts that had the bikini girls on the front.
Okay, number one, that's way too much information. Number two, and it's highly arousing. Number two is midlife crisis is a misnomer. There are midlife crises. No one has just one midlife crisis. No. It's a series of things you go through. It's not just one and done.
Mentally prepare for more than one.
Well, you can. Look, so far, you have conquered 100% of the worst days of your life.
And I told him, I said, I don't care whatever you want to do. If that boat makes you happy, go for it. Because tomorrow is not promised. If you want that boat, you get that boat. If you want it, have at it. I don't care.
All right. Well, you know what? You guys are going to get a ride. Somebody will hear you on this show. They're going to call you. You're going to get to the air show. It won't be on your boat, but it'll be on somebody else's.
Well, he's hoping that he gets two 20-year-olds and I get left behind, but that's all right.
Oh, my God. Amanda, we need to talk. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much.
Have a nice Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Going to be some interesting conversations around that dinner table in a bit. All right. It is 5:28 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, you know, I'm with Amanda as far as the boat. I like creature comforts, but the truth is I also like speed. I'm not going to lie. I like going fast. Not going to lie. That being said, would I have gone up with the Blue Angels? No. I explained, I like speed, don't get me wrong, but the acrobatics, no way. I could not handle. No effing way. All right, the cash word, the summer stimulus word is paper, P-A-P-E-R, that upon which you would write, paper. So I've got three topics going on. The best advice from anybody about anything at any time, maybe your dad in honor of Father's Day. You are only allowed to drink one alcoholic beverage the rest of your life. What is your poison of choice? And where are you going to watch the air show? Are you going to the air show? I wish you the very best with that.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's 5:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Bowerly. The WBEN summer stimulus word this hour is paper, P-A-P-E-R, paper. And text it to 72881, 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN and our evil corporate overlords at Odyssey. We used to have a different name. We changed the name, but we have improved the product. Welcome. Pasquale Maggiore makes the magic happen behind the glass. He's unflappable. He makes no mistakes. And it's becoming ever more clear to me that he, in fact, is either a human-alien hybrid or an android. I'm not exactly sure. He's not reptilian, though. He's not a gray. No, he's not one of those gray bastards. No. He's one of the Andromedan aliens, I'm pretty sure. All right, it is. I got to stop watching Ancient Aliens because it's just too ridiculous. All right, anyway, 5:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, or am I just afraid to consider an alternative history of Earth? All right, so if you're just joining us, thanks a lot, friends, for being here. I do sincerely appreciate it. And thanks to the nice people who said hi to me last night in Marilla. I had no idea we had so many listeners in Marilla because we had Mike, the owner of Kodiak Jacks, calling in earlier in the week, and he mentioned that Back to the Bars was playing a gig there last night. So despite it being a 30-minute drive from home, I made it, and just in time for Back to the Bars ELO medley, Electric Light Orchestra, and Jeff Lynne, and Back to the Bars, phenomenal band. I didn't have a chance to meet Mike. I did not want to. I didn't want to be obnoxious because I know he's super busy running Kodiak Jacks, and I also didn't want him to think that I wanted anything on the arm, so I didn't say hi to him because of those two reasons. But I did speak with people he knows, Bonnie and Steve, and nice fellow who held the door. Actually, a couple of guys who held the door, whose names I did not get because I thought that might be perceived as possibly something it wasn't. It's 5:40 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I have officially lost my mind. All right, couple of things. It's Father's Day on Sunday. I shall spend my Father's Day getting our monthly pedicure with my ex-wife and our daughter, and then we shall be going to Grandma's house for Father's Day. It's going to be an expensive Father's Day for your humble host, but that's what life is all about. So I want to know the best advice you ever received from anybody at any time about anything, especially your dad, because Father's Day is coming up. But hey, some of you didn't know your fathers, and through no fault of yours or theirs. Now, I talk about running into Gina Latuca's parents all the time, Fred and Joanne Browning. Now, what you don't know, unless you have listened to this show for a long time, is that Joanne's dad was killed in action in World War II. He was on the Leopoldville, which was torpedoed by the Krauts on December 24th of 1944. Great loss of life to our guys. Now, Joanne's dad got off the boat, but he kept diving back into the water to save other dudes. He saved like 12 guys, and then apparently hypothermia got him, and he never came back. So she never knew her dad, but her dad loved her, even though he just knew her from pictures. So that's why I say the best advice you got from anybody at any time about anything, maybe it's your dad, but you might not have known your dad, and it might not have been because he was some schnook who took off on you. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, if you could only have one alcoholic beverage the rest of your life, what would it be? This all stemmed from a stupid Facebook post I made about not being able to find Crown Peach in Western New York. Supposedly, some liquor stores do stock it, but considering I hang out with a number of veteran and inveterate alcoholics who say it can't be purchased here, I must go with what my friends say, although I'm getting some differing opinions on Facebook and nasty emails. And also the air show. Where are you going to watch the air show? I think the best place would be on the water, because that way you can basically park your car in the Tonawandas or Southtown's marinas, wherever, and then watch the show on your boat, and you wouldn't have any four-wheeled or 18-wheeled vehicular traffic with which to deal to get out of Buffalo, because I think it's going to be a cluster down there. And like I say, I don't want anything. I hate traffic. I can't stand it. I don't have any patience for it. No, thank you. And I can't do the boat thing because the person that I'd have fun with is going to get seasick, and it wouldn't be fun. So 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go to Kelly in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Kelly, hi.
Hi. How you doing, Tom?
Great day.
So I have a question for, or an answer for every three of those questions that you have.
Oh, absolutely. I like you already.
First of all, the alcoholic drink that I could for the rest of my life, if I had that choice, would be Jack Daniel's Fire.
You're a Jack Fire girl?
I have been a Jack girl since I was 14. Oops, did I say
that? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud? Okay, Jack Fire and not Fireball. Why?
Because the Jack Fire, to me, is more of actually the taste of the Fireball candy. You don't have a harshness after Fireball.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I used to enjoy Fireball until the unfortunate New Year's Eve, 2017-2018 experience, and it wasn't Fireball's fault. It was my anemia's fault. I had a very bad night that night, and I have not had the same taste for Fireball as I was wont to have in former days of decadence.
Right. Yeah, I've had that with a few different drinks.
All right, so Jack Fire. Oh, what, have you ever had, like, does Jack do Jack Apple, or am I confusing that with Crown?
No, I think they did actually come out with an apple. I'm not even sure. I don't think it lasted very long, though.
Yeah, because Crown Apple is my buddy Booker's favorite drink, although I think he also may have a thing for peach.
Yeah, my buddy Dan, he loves his Crown Apple.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, Booker drinks that stuff by the bottle.
Yep, so does my friend Dan. It's like, oh, I don't know how you can do that, but to each his own.
Oh, it's not like my friends are a bunch of alcoholics or anything. I'm just saying. All right, so, okay, Jack Fire. Jack Fire, all right.
Yes, but it can't be the cinnamon spice fire. It's got to be the original Jack Fire, and that's hard to find up here now.
Really? That's something with which I've not had an issue.
Yeah, it's actually switched over during COVID at some point.
You know, sometimes I have a hard time finding Basil Hayden. And every time I mention a beverage such as Basil Hayden, I'll get a million emails saying, oh, if you think that's good, try this one. No, try this one. If I tried everything people wanted me to try, I'd be morbidly obese.
You and me both.
Yeah, really?
Okay, so the best spot to watch the air show is on the water, but I don't have a boat. I don't know anybody with a boat. So my husband and I are doing the next best thing. The Blue Angels are flying their air pattern over my workplace, which I work on Route 5. So Sunday we're taking our professional cameras and we're going over and we're going to catch some photos as they're going over my work parking lot.
Oh, that sounds great, and you will have access to your work parking lot. You've got the proper credentials to get in, just in case they decide to rope it off?
Well, I hope so. I'm head of the security team.
Oh, yeah, you're golden. You can badge your way in.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're going to go head over there Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds tremendous, and you shouldn't really have an issue with traffic. And as far as advice, the best advice you got from anybody about anything, maybe your father?
Yeah, and I'm going to try not to choke up saying this one. I was back when I was 18. I'm 51 now. I was talking to my parents, and I said to my dad, I said, you and Mom have such a solid relationship, you know, a solid marriage. I said, what advice would you ever give to me if I ever found somebody I wanted to marry? And he thought about it for a minute, and he looked at my mother, and he gave a smile, and he said, marry your best friend, love with all your heart every day, and every laugh all the time.
Wow.
So I can honestly say.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. My dad passed away in 2010, unfortunately. But 2 years ago this July, I did marry my best friend, Ken. And every day, we love each other with all of our hearts. And every day is an adventure. I never know what I'm going to come home to. I never know how he's going to make me laugh or what he's going to say to make me laugh. And we laugh every day.
This, you know what? I'm deeply touched by your phone call. I love what your father said, and I love what you just said. And it's just, it's so nice to know that in this world, there are still situations like that. And I think you might have just made a lot of people jealous, and maybe you put a smile on a lot of people's faces and maybe some tears forming in some eyes. Beautifully done.
I hope I didn't do jealousy. It's just, you got to find who and what is right for you. Just like I tell my son. My son is 19. He's not my husband's son. He's from a different father. But my son considers my husband now his father. He calls him dad. We never asked him to. He just started doing it. And he respects my husband more than he does his own father, because his father was a Disneyland dad growing up.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
All right. I thank you very much. A beautiful call. Really well done. Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
Oh, you too. Oh, my goodness. That has some tears going. Come on. You know it does. Let's go back to the calls on a Friday, which has had something for everybody. Here's Mark in Lancaster. You're on WBEN. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Tom, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Outstanding.
The best piece of advice I ever got was from a high school shop teacher. This was at Sweet Home High back in the 80s. Was, if it hurts, don't do it.
That reminds me of my grandfather, and I love this expression, never force anything. It can be literal or it can be metaphorical. Never force anything. But I like, if it hurts, don't do it.
Oh, yeah. You could base a whole society's rules off of, if it hurts, don't do it.
Oh, you really could, actually. Very well. Very well done.
If Moses came down from Mount Sinai with just, you know, one commandment, if it hurts, don't do it.
Now I'm going to get calls from people saying you have just blasphemed. I'm just saying. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, Mark. Call again. Don't be a stranger. I don't bite. Here's John in Hamburg. Maybe sometimes. I mean, I will admit, there are some people I do bite, yeah. But usually it's not unprovoked. Here is, usually, I mean, sometimes I'm OTR, but here's John in Hamburg. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. It is John from Hamburg. It's John from Reset to Vinyl, actually.
Hey, John, how are you?
I am very good. Great talking to you. I wanted to just mention about the air show. I was fortunate enough to get a general admission ticket back before they were sold out, and it's for Sunday because Saturday, as fate would have it, we have a gig, and I didn't think I was going to be able to get out of the air show in time to make the gig. So I am looking forward to it. I'm an aviation fanatic, especially history, you know, World War II airplanes and prop planes, and have been going to the Geneseo air show for years and up in Hamilton, Ontario, and all over. And I'm really excited about it, and it should be great.
Absolutely. Are you playing a gig tonight?
Tomorrow night, actually. This was not intended to be a plug for the gig, but if it's okay with you, I will mention we're playing up in the Falls at the Neighborhood Bar and Grill, which is a great spot. The owners are wonderful people, and we've played there once before, and they're really welcoming, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, you have a phenomenal band. You really do. Reset to Vinyl. You guys are outstanding. And I did not know you were an aviation enthusiast. I shall not regale you with tales of my flight in a B-17 or the Catalina.
Well, you're making me very jealous, but I did get an opportunity back in the early 90s to fly over Niagara Falls in late 20s biplane trainer that was used by the Royal Canadian Air Force. before they raised the limit on where you could fly the elevation before the helicopter accident. I was down pretty low with an incredible pilot, and I was in an open cockpit biplane, and I circled over the falls a couple times, and I'll never forget it.
That is awesome. You know, I went up in a biplane once, ended up dating the guy who flew it. It was weird.
That is weird.
All right. There was a joke in there somewhere.
And one more thing.
Yes.
Indian food. You mentioned the Indian food thing last week, and I was totally in on it because Leah and I love Indian food. And at some point, we would love to take you and Mrs. Nerd out for an Indian meal at the restaurant of your choice. You just let us know, and we'd love to join you for it.
Oh yeah. Well, in fact, we'll make it a party with lots of musical friends.
That would be great.
All right. Thank you very much, John. We'll talk to you soon. Yep. Reset the Vinyl. Great band. Hey, this is a heck of a time for this email to come in, but check this out. Pasquale, check this out. Pioneer, according to an emailer, Pioneer School has been threatened by Andrew Cuomo that he will withhold state aid and shut down Pioneer if Pioneer does not go back to full mask wearing. Please blast this on your radio. This man is pure evil. So according, this is an unconfirmed email, but if it's true, I can't say that it's unexpected, but Pioneer School has allegedly been threatened by Cuomo. Unbelievable, which lends credence to my theory that this mask thing is a ploy that they're going to use to get kids vaccinated with this experiment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.